producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America tonight. More details unfolding about the San Bernardino shooting. Police chief says he's pretty comfortable at this point that Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik were the only shooters. This happened at 11 in the morning on Wednesday. And you've got the brother-in-law of Syed Farouk telling reporters he had no idea why he would do something like this. Absolutely no idea. I'm in shock myself. So, Malik and Farouk, totally ready to roll, meaning they were geared up, they had their ammo, they had their suits on, they went in and knew what they were doing, and methodically went after people one by one, picking them off, people scrambling for safety. And this happened at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino. So, where employees with the county health department were going to a holiday party. So they knew that, of course we knew, they knew that. They opened fire, they killed 14, another 17 people were hurt. Wounded by bullets from automatic-style rifles. Some, they say, injured in the panic to escape, because that's what happened. And the hunt for the suspects, you know, they got in and they got out pretty quickly, actually. Knew what they were doing, clearly. The hunt continued. They were getting tips all over the place. And they ended up at their home in the Redlands, 10 minutes away from the regional center. And while they were following up, the couple sped away, so they went after them. And they went after them, and it ended up in a shootout, and it ended up in two people, the shooters, alleged shooters, being killed. At one point, they thought there was also a bomb in there. They did detonate something. No word on that. Automatically, where does your head go? Terrorism. The FBI isn't ruling it out. ISIS talks about cells that they have, the propaganda they've pushed out, and people that are interested in tagging themselves as being part of the ISIS cause. And more details that come out, the more that it looks like that. Especially that they were dressed to kill and knew where they were going, knew exactly what they were doing, knew that they had people who were sitting ducks. Oh, boy. And as soon as this exploded and was all over, not just nationally, internationally, but in the San Bernardino, L.A. area, massive texting and calling and trying to figure out who made it through and, you know, who didn't. They eventually evacuated people out of the office buildings, and they also got people to triage areas. They ran out of ambulances. People helped drag other people into pickups. But what a nightmare. Unexpected, blindsided, looking like no clues, no red flags, no you could perhaps have thought about it, stopped it, any of that. Because whenever these things happen, that's part of the conversation. There is no way that they could have stopped this. From the way it looks like there is absolutely zero chance of that. No way were they suspected. And unfortunately, it's always about the victims that unfold. You can't bring someone back to life. And if, in a horrific way, people who are helping autistic children, calming parents' fears, working with seriously developmentally disabled people, and this is how it ends for 14 of them? Come on. Now you got to think, with the Syrian refugees, what's happened in Paris now, what's happened in San Bernardino, whether they avoid the whole terrorism thing or not. You have Texas as one state going to a federal court to keep the refugees out of the state, filing a suit against the federal government, saying that they refuse to have refugees. The state refuses to accept refugees from Syria. The lawsuit arguing that the federal government and resettlement group have not fulfilled their contractual obligations to consult with and provide information to state officials. In fact, the suit filed in a Dallas-based federal court asked for a temporary injunction barring any Syrian refugees until terms of the contract are met. In the meantime, the International Rescue Committee put out a statement saying they have a long history of serving refugees in Texas. Here's what they said. Refugees are victims of terror, not terrorists, and the families we help have always been welcomed by the people of Texas. The IRC acts within the spirit and letter of the law, and we are hopeful that this matter will be resolved soon. Boy, I don't know that it's going to be resolved soon. There's so much pushback for this, and especially now as we're seeing more of what's happening, not just what happened in Paris, but now what's happening in the U.S., what happened in San Bernardino, even though it officially has not been ruled terrorism or tied to any of this. At least 242 refugees, Syrian refugees, have been resettled in Texas since 2012. That's actually kind of small. But the number of Syrian refugees expected to increase in the next year is take in 10,000 refugees. And Texas is saying, no, thank you, no way, we're not doing it. And so it goes to the courts and goes through the court system. Ultimately, could it end up with the Supreme Court? The answer is yes, it could. We're going to take calls along the way as we motor through 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And the conversation, of course, is got to be centered on, as I say, it's about the buzz in your backyard. We've mixed in a few things at the tail end of this hour. We'll do dumb things I shouldn't have done because we have an overwhelming amount of people have sent in material that I asked them to send in. But it's hard to get away from what is just an awful thing for the 6 degrees of separation of the people who were killed. Stay with us.
Contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Great nation with a heavy heart for so many. San Bernardino, we're all looking in that direction. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I wish you were here.
Because you're making something great or you're eating something great.
I'm getting ready to. Ribs.
Ribs! Oh!
With my barbecue sauce that I can make. Oh, it's so
ribs
good.
Are so good. And you know what? Ribs are hard to make. They're not hard to make. They're hard to make good. People make ribs, but they're not good.
I make excellent ribs. I make ribs so good that the fat on the ribs is just the thing you die to get your teeth. I had some for supper and now for my midnight snack.
I love it.
Him again.
I love it. Good for you. That's great.
That's my softer side. Now to get to my other side.
My softer side. That's our new thing. Your softer side. I love it.
Okay. How about that religion of peace? Isn't it just wonderful?
It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. It's just awful.
I have an idea. How about we have a nationwide, anyone who wishes to have a gun can carry it anywhere they want to, as long as they're above the age of 21. And all these little places where people don't have any guns and they're having a nice little party, some little nut job like this ripped in there. The minute they pulled out a gun, somebody would pull out a gun and fire back, and it would be all over, just boom, boom, like in Texas. When that deputy sheriff The guys flipped out their guns and come running up there, and he went bam, bam, and it was all over.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
Okay, now, two, anybody who has a relative that perpetrates a crime like this, you throw the relatives all out of the country, no questions asked, you have lost your chance to be an American citizen. Goodbye. Your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, brother Joe, anybody, you are gone. Okay, that's to start with. Then, if it still continues, guess what? We just throw the whole damn bunch of the Muslims out of this country and take the Mombasa kid with you.
This is there's no words. There's no words. There's no, you know, the one thing I would say, the right answer is
this is going to end one way. We're going to get tired of them killing us, and we're going to start killing them. I'm not personally going to do it, but you come after me, and I will drop you quicker than you can bat an eye.
Well, and here's the thing, Dan. Here's the thing, Dan. I have a kid that's there, that's teaching, that's young. There were young people there. I have friends there, whatever. And all it would take is if you had some person who was armed, they could have turned around and taken them out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And I, as far as Obama wanting to restrict guns, no, we need to increase guns. If they'd had two people in that damn place that had a gun, those two people perpetrating that crime that killed 14 and wounded 17, they would have been dead after the first shot.
Yep. I agree. Even if they missed, even if somebody missed them a couple times, somebody would have hit them. Yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, we have had enough. And like Tomas said earlier, why are we having Granny searched at the airports and kids searched at the airports when the people that are causing this problem are Muslims? They are under threat because of Muslims that attacked us not once but twice, with the Trade Center and then all the other crimes. And the Iranians, the scumbag Iranians, building IEDs that have wounded so many good American citizens that were in the armed services. This is an atrocity that has to be stopped. Throw these sons of guns out of the country. I'm sorry, I almost slipped there.
You caught yourself, though. We love it, Dan. Go back to your ribs. So Dan says he's had enough. We know this. We've had this conversation. But I will say, and he says this, he's not going after people, but what he's saying is if somebody had a weapon. If you had two people had weapons, let's face it, even if you don't want to carry a gun, wouldn't you be thankful for the person who had the gun that was near you? And, of course, the answer is yes, you would be. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, Kate.
Yeah, good to hear from you. What's on your mind, Mr. Jeremy?
Well, I think this all this is orchestrated by the government, just like Steven Seagal said here recently. I mean, the government's going to keep pulling off these shootings in one way or another. They fill them full of psychotropic medicine or drive people to the woods because they don't want to feel part of society or whatever. You know, and it just drives them nuts after a while. But, you know, I think it's an inside job, and it's all orchestrated to give an excuse to try to take guns from Americans. And if you look at the United Nations symbol in New York City, that big gun with a knot tied in it, then that should tell the whole story right there. And Tomas is right on several fronts, and I'm proud to be y'all's friends on Facebook and being longtime friends and listeners. I just want to say to everybody out there that we need to wake up, you know, like three masked men entering a social services building isn't some nut job. I mean, this is something that was planned and orchestrated.
Right.
It just, it's not a random thing.
Yeah, it's not a random thing. I still say a nut job to do that, not right in the head, whatever ideology and nonsense is rattling around. But you're right, Jeremy, this was a methodical, thought-out, planned deal. And that's obviously now they're constantly relating these details because they can't keep them out in San Bernardino. So the question will become, give us a direct tie to ISIS, and, you know, then that's...
What we need to do is just start having armed guards at all these gun-free zones, for starters.
Would
be a good thing, because all these shootings are happening at sitting duck zones. Okay? Because, I mean, all of these shootings are happening where everybody's sitting duck.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're right. People had no defense. You don't have defense for bullets. If you're somewhere and that happens, you're crawling away.
I mean, Planned Parenthood is a billion-dollar corporation.
Yep.
Why can't they hire an $8-an-hour armed security guard?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep, I agree with you. Well said, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. You made a lot of sense. Absolutely. Why can't they have armed guards? I've said that before when we're talking about the schools. You've got to come up with the money. So especially, and he makes the point of Planned Parenthood, the amount of money that they make, they have to be able to afford that, whether they want to admit it or not. It doesn't matter. For the safety of anybody inside, you'd have to consider doing that. You'd have to earmark budget for that. And the same now goes for bigger organizations like in San Bernardino. If you know you're going to have that many people gathered, you're going to have to go the security route. I mean, how are you not going to, how can you tell people, look, we're having these attack drills, and they do, but then the attack drills aren't going to do anything because nobody's armed and somebody just is shooting bullets in your face and hitting you and knocking you off, sick and twisted and nut jobby as it is, because it is not right. You are not right. You are sick in the head to do something like this, to take innocent human beings' lives, whatever the twisted ideology you want to use to justify it or not. And they have no chance. How do you have any chance unless you were lucky enough to crawl in a closet and get left alone or find some other place to hide? Otherwise, you were a goner. If you were hit and didn't die, and that's what happened with some people, and you were bleeding and you were rescued, a holiday party. You just have to say that to yourself a few times in your head. A holiday party. A joyous occasion turned into a ruinous event. Stay with us.
She was so brave, making her move, walking away. She was a strong one, had to be, it was a
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Joining us now on America Tonight, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. He writes for the Huffington Post, his latest piece, Reality and Illusion in American Politics. Boy, oh boy, that title's so potent. When I just say that, what are you thinking of out there, America? I'm telling you, it's a lot of what we've been talking about here on the show for a very, very long time, especially this cartoonishness of what's going on with these campaigns. And we're seeing that we're on the verge of yet another Republican debate on the 15th, and you have Donald Trump who's maneuvering and saying, I might not do it. I might charge CNN $5 million. I talked about what would Jeff Zucker do as the president of CNN if they were held hostage by Donald Trump. Ivan, as always, thanks so much for joining us on the show. So I love the title because it's so true. There's just so much rhetoric. There's so much spin. You talk about it. And as you say, the gotcha moments, sort of like bizarro reality TV, but it's not really the reality of what's going on. Is there kind of a weird disconnect here?
Yeah, well, people in general, life does not mirror TV. We think TV is what really happens, even on TV news. You know, it's the out of the ordinary thing. And I think the campaigns are even more distorted. They're usually distorted by the gotcha moments, you know, focusing on trivial thing like, celebrated after 9/11, or, you know, whatever the issue is of the day that's kind of stupid, but it's controversial, you know, it's sensational. But of course, it's worse this time with Donald Trump. It, it, and, And that's the reality, I think, that we have more theatrics, and everybody watches their own news. The conservatives watch Fox, the liberals watch MSNBC, and probably mainstream people watch the center-left broadcast networks and CNN. But everybody thinks, you know, it polarizes the country. But when you look at what happens, the policies of the Bush administration look really similar when you get down. And, of course, liberals and conservatives would be appalled, but if you look at the actual policies of both presidents, they don't really differ that much, both domestically and foreign policy-wise. A liberal Democrat, Barack Obama, supposedly a conservative Republican, George Bush, and what you get is the same thing. So that's why voters get madder and madder, and the rhetoric is polarized, but the policy continues to be the same thing, and I think voters on both ends of the spectrum and now in the middle are getting angrier and angrier, and that's the Donald Trump phenomenon.
Boy, yeah, that's no kidding about that.
I think it's Bernie Sanders on the other side. People are angry on that side as well. Not quite as angry, but certainly they're wanting to vote for other than a mainstream candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about in your piece about the Electoral College, and this is something we always tackle. I shouldn't say always, but we tackle a bunch on America Tonight. And you talk about that because of demographics, has it transferred the intrinsic, as you call it, Electoral College advantage from the Republicans to the Democrats? So is that what has happened here with the Democrats because of the popular vote, et cetera, that they keep nailing that in the elections?
Well, I think the demographics have helped them on the popular vote. They've won the last 5 out of 6 popular votes, and I think with the Electoral College exception in 2000, I think they've also gotten now an Electoral College advantage because the Mountain West is becoming, and even the South, in a couple, you know, a few more elections, Texas may go Democratic because of the increased Hispanic population, if you can believe that. So the Southwest is becoming, those states are becoming more and more Hispanic. And, of course, the Republican Party is based on, and is now run, I would say, by white-collar white guys. And, of course, those guys are shrinking in the population. And the business wing of the party still votes Republican, but of course they're appalled by the Trump phenomenon and the Ben Carson phenomenon and the Ted Cruz phenomenon. You know, three of the four leading candidates are anti-establishment candidates, and so I think you know, this is it's a new world out there. And but unfortunately for the Republicans, Donald Trump is sort of destroying the party because the mainstream Republicans, the business wing of the party, they want to brush immigration under the rug, or, you know, of course they would really like a favorable immigration like the Liberal Democrats and the Democratic Party would, but of course they're not going to get that, so they just want to push the issue under the rug. But of course this is Trump's major issue, and so he's highlighting these issues that the Republicans party doesn't want to showcase because they're afraid it'll hurt them in the general election. And of course, women's issues are right up there as well. Trump is tromping around on a lot of that territory too.
Yeah, and you said that really, if you look in reality, that voters will be voting on Obama's record, not the Democrats and the Republican candidates that are running in 2016. Why is that?
Well, I think it's not just me that says that. A lot of experts in academia, the presidential election is usually a referendum on the current administration. If you don't like the current administration, you're probably going to vote Republican this time. If you're if you do like it, you're okay with it, you'll probably vote Democratic for Hillary. So it's not just it's not really the candidates. The candidates do matter a bit, but I think overall experts would say it's usually a referendum on the current administration. In 2008, I'm not sure that McCain could have done anything to win that election over Obama simply because George Bush was so unpopular, and that was really a referendum on George Bush's 8 years in office, and I think this one is going to be a referendum on Obama's 8 years.
Yeah, so it is coattails. You know, we use that expression about coattails, and, you know, just a couple of, well, maybe a month or so ago, six weeks, we were talking about Biden and what would happen if Biden got into the race and who would he stump for? Would it be for his VP or would it be for Hillary Clinton? Clearly, is Hillary Clinton the, just now, again, the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I think so, unless she makes a big mistake or gets in trouble over this email legally, which I don't think is probably going to happen. And I think Biden, the biggest threat to her, I think, was Biden, because that would have made the race competitive, because Bernie Sanders would take a chunk and Biden would take a chunk of the same voters that Hillary wanted. And so it would divide up the moderate voters, and then you'd have one liberal candidate, two moderate candidates, and it would be a free-for-all. But I think she's sort of beaten that back. And there's a liberal challenge from Bernie Sanders, but I don't think he's going to be satisfactory to the main party. So I think, that way the Democrats are in better shape than the Republicans at this point.
Do you think, well, I say this all the time, too, because people say, oh, it doesn't matter how I vote, or my spouse will cancel out my vote, so we're not going to vote. Why do you think, is it because of, are we disenfranchised that we don't want to vote? How come we don't have more numbers of people going to vote?
Well, I think to some extent there's two reasons, and they're opposites. The first of all, when you really get people to vote is when they think the election really matters for them. And I think a lot of people just think the federal government is so big and distant that they're only one vote in the system, so they don't. And that may be a rational reason not to vote, because they're probably right. Their vote really doesn't count. But a lot of people want to vote to register their protests and that stuff, and so that's still good. The other reason is that in a lot of countries, when they have their first democratic election after being an autocracy, you see people coming out, 70, 80, 90% of the people voting, because voting is very important. In our society, we're kind of fat and happy here, so our voting over time has gone down. Now, if you saw a big crisis in this country, and I mean a big crisis, I think you'd see a lot more people go out to vote if they thought it really mattered. But I think they don't really think it matters that much, or they feel that they really can't affect the distant federal government with their lonely vote. So I think that reduces the participation, and the voter may not necessarily be irrational by that, because I think there's something truth to it. You really have to be a civic-minded person to go out on a Tuesday. I mean, if we always hear people, they complain about the turnout, but if we really wanted to have a bigger turnout, we would vote on the weekends, not on Tuesday, because and of course there's voter suppression efforts by the Republicans, I think, which that's another thing that we wouldn't tolerate as well. So when we say there's always this civic, oh, go out and vote, and despair over the lower voting numbers, but then they really don't do anything to correct the problem. So I think voters get more and more angry and dissatisfied. Usually when voters are angry, though, you do get a bigger turnout than when they're not.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. Hey, last one. How much of a chance do you give Donald Trump to be there in what I call with the primaries the results season?
Well, I think he may possibly get the nomination. I think they have to stop him in Iowa, because he's doing better in New Hampshire than he is in Iowa. But even if they do stop him in Iowa, he'll continue on, and he's got plenty of money. And I think, he could now end up with a Republican nomination, which I think the Republican Party is really fearing, because they fear that he won't win the election, and he'll be sort of like a reverse McGovern in 1972, where the whole party goes down. And in this case, they're worried about losing the Senate and losing some of the state houses that they've gained. The Republicans have done pretty well at the state and local level and are both controlling Congress, but the party's worried about losing some of that if Trump gets the nomination.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ivan Elin, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't ask me to move a mountain. Don't ask me to swim the sea. Don't think that I'm a talent string. Don't lean too much on me.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America Tonight, and you rock because you sent in so many requests for dumb things, and we do have dumb things I shouldn't have done.
What's that? You.
Oh, Nathan Reeder, you are so talented. So, dumb things I shouldn't have done. This one from Howard. Kate, this is a bad, dumb thing. I don't know why I did this, but I had, over the Thanksgiving break, the duties of pouring wine into some antique, I think you know where this is going, wine glasses that my wife had in her cabinet of treasures. I pulled them out. The only problem was I put them on a tray. I accidentally hit the tray. It was heavy on one side, light on the other. Well, you know the rest of the story. It flipped in the air. Crash, bang, boom. There goes great-grandma's glasses. You can't make this stuff up, and you can't make up for breaking the glass. What's one to do other than to admit it was a very, very dumb thing? You know what it sounds like to me? If you think in your head something's going to happen, you know when people focus on bad things, whatever? I know there's a coyote in the backyard, and I have a small dog. I know there's a coyote. The neighbors keep saying it. And then all of a sudden it shows up. It's that putting that into your mind. So I think that he put into his mind he had to be so careful with his glasses that he carelessly left it on one side. It definitely counts as a dumb thing, and I can visualize how that happened. I absolutely can visualize how that happened. Oh, that's so brutal. That's a dumb thing, but that's a depressing thing when you tell the person you live with, you know those prized glasses you have from your great-grandmother, they're not here anymore. And here's another one from Billy, listening to us in the great state of Mexico. Billy says, Kate, dumb things. I have a long, long list. Do you have an hour? Dumbest thing I ever did. Whew. Bought a big screen TV, got ready to set it all up, and I got discombobulated with the cord somehow, and I smashed the TV on the ground face first, flopped over. It wasn't a gentle flop. It wasn't on a carpet. It was on brick. That's my nightmare. Well, even on carpet, who knows how that would have gone. I'm kind of visualizing here again something that's up higher. Of course it's up higher. If it fell over somehow, yeah, that's not good. And it's an accident. I mean, what can you do? It's an accident. But it's one of those things where you have to treat it with kid gloves, I think. And not just assume, okay, I put it here and it's going to be okay. No, especially those big screen TVs. Oh, and I can see I can get mangled up in the cords. Whew. Here's one from... I'm laughing because I think I know who this is. Here's one from Tom Tom. Kate, the wife went away, left me with the kids. They thought it was a good idea to make cupcakes. I found all the batter my wife had left for the holidays. Isn't she lays it out? She is methodical about these cookies. I, on the other hand, threw a bunch on the sheet, burned the first batch. Oh, forgot about the second batch. They disintegrated. Third batch, same fate. By the time my poor wife had gotten home, I think we burned through all the cookies trying to make them. And all of her precious dough, I heard about it for days. Get off of my dough. I knew that. I was waiting for the ba-dum bump. And nothing is worse than a woman who is tight on time, trying to juggle it all, makes the batter for the cookies where you just slice it off, pull it off, whatever it is, and now you'd have to tell her, you got to make more batter. That wouldn't go off well, I would imagine. I don't think so. Next dumb thing, Carol. Dumb thing, Kate. I was on a bit of an incline, was in a hurry. Ran into the supermarket, once again, last minute shopping, grabbing up almost everything and anything I could find with a price tag on it. Overloaded my cart, in other words. Went to load the groceries into my car, and I saw the error of my ways. So I tried to unload everything. Became an absolute nightmare. Can't imagine what real people do. So you're saying you're not a real person. I can see it. I can see how that... I can visualize also. This is my day of visualizing. I can visualize what happened. Oh, it's not a good visualization. We should move on from that one. This one is from my pal Mark, and that's how he wrote his email. My pal Mark. I'm sure he's listening right now. Dumbest thing I ever did, Kate, was I left the door, the back door to our home open, because I always assume we're safe. It seems so safe anyway. Somebody broke into the back, broke into our house, took all kinds of possessions that we really won't get back again, except for through fencing if we get lucky. Most likely, no. Ugh. Next one. Richard. Kate, like so many before me, they talk about the long list that they've compiled. I thought the segment was so funny that I sat down trying to figure out what it was that would make my list, and I came up with six or seven real gems. I'm going to have to slow leak them to you. Somebody might have already said this is a dumb thing, but it would qualify in my case. I let the leaves fall all over my property, and then I have to pick them all up. The problem is it seems as though they're never dry to me. So we live in Leaf Alley. This next time around, I did pick them up, and I'm sure they'll be in my face the next day. Ever notice when you rake, it comes back with a vengeance, but it does look better when it's raked up. You know, you can get cheap gardeners for that. If it is ever on your list where it's like, oh, I can afford to do this, do it. Because you'll never be able to clean the way they can clean. I don't think so. You know, somebody coming in and doing it. But either way, if it's the two people that are together, they almost need a referee because it can get really, really intense, right? Unfortunately, this is a dilemma. At some point in our life, if we're all honest, we've gone through it. Coming up in our next show on America Tonight, we're going to talk more about guns and the gun laws and maybe some confusion over it. We're going to talk to a woman who's very passionate about this topic. Her name's Michelle Bingington, and she is part of the U.S. Law Shield, and she's going to talk to us about guns and campuses and all of that. By the way, she does have a concealed and carry, so she's able to use her gun, and she's going to talk about it, that she's a gun owner. Should be interesting, looking at the U.S. Shield law. Who's able to use their gun where? That's coming up on our next show. You rock. Thanks for listening.
An important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.